The sound of snowblowers humming was evident throughout Innisfil this morning after the town was hit with another winter blast overnight and into Thursday. Environment Canada is calling for more flurries today, and there was also a risk of freezing drizzle. More snow squalls are possible late this afternoon. There was a snow squall warning and a blowing snow advisory in effect for the Innisfil, New Tecumseh and Angus area this morning. Local accumulation of between 10 and 20 centimeters is in the forecast for later this afternoon and into Friday morning, with peak snowfall rates of 2 to 3 centimeters per hour, and poor visibility anticipated in heavy and blowing snow. So maybe don't tuck those snowblowers away just yet. Snow squalls off Lake Huron and Georgian Bay are expected to develop late this afternoon or early this evening, the weather agency said. Snow squalls are expected to weaken Friday morning. Snow squalls cause weather conditions to vary considerably. Changes from clear skies to heavy snow within just a few kilometers are common. Travel is expected to be hazardous due to reduced visibility in some locations. Consider postponing non-essential travel until conditions improve. In anticipation of the storm, Innisfil Town Hall has been closed for the day. And all Innisfil Idealab and library branches opened at noon. The Simcoe County Student Transportation Consortium announced this morning that school buses in all zones were cancelled due to current poor road conditions and visibility concerns. All schools and board office buildings are also closed today for both the public and Catholic school boards. Got photos of what you are doing outside today to stay busy? Send them to chris@innisfiltoday.ca to add to our ongoing gallery.